This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Governor Mark Gordon has given a directive that blocks state agencies from requiring proof of vaccination to access state spaces or services. In a press release, he encouraged counties, municipalities, and private businesses to allow access to public spaces regardless of vaccination status. Only one confirmed case of COVID-19 at the end of the last week, and active case count is holding steady at 16 in Campbell County. According to the Wyoming Department of Health, there have been 4,334 confirmed and 511 probable cases in the county since the pandemic began. A home in Gillette has been vandalized, according to the Gillette PD. Investigation into some $50,000 in damage to a home on Rose Creek Drive is underway after officers responded to a report on Thursday of the house being ransacked. The homeowner said he was last at the house 2 weeks ago and everything then was in order. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Gillette has a new temporary city administrator. Solly Wild will take over for interim Michael Cole, who stepped in after Patrick Davidson left his post in February. Wild has worked with the Gillette PD for many years and also was the public works director for a time. As of Thursday, the city had received 36 applications and will continue to take them until the 21st. A Gillette man has once again pleaded not guilty by reason of mental illness to three charges against him following his attempt to run down a sheriff's deputy last year. The News Record reports Nathan Schuerman was scheduled to be sentenced this week. The case now waits on an updated mental evaluation. Public meetings to gain input on the possible affiliation of CC Health and UC Health take place tonight at 5:30 at the Gillette College Technical Education Center, and the second will be next week on the 19th at the Campbell County Public Library. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.